Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Hey everyone, it is Sean St. Jacques here from the Shock Shock Knicks podcast on the Posting and Toasting podcast network. You're probably all wondering where I've been for the past 2 weeks. You're probably wondering about the title of this podcast, why there's no number on it, and the descriptions that I've left for you as to what we're going to be talking about on the podcast this week. There's a lot that I want to explain. Some of it I can't touch on. I will talk about as much as I can about what's been going on the last 2 weeks for me and behind the scenes, and basically discuss the future of the podcast. I did not really see this coming. I was blindsided by this about 2.5 weeks ago, and with some consultation from the people that run the website, postingandtoasting.com, and I'm sure from their higher-ups as well at SB Nation and Vox Media, we've basically been told to kind of wait for the right time to address what's going on. The long story short of this is essentially, based on what we've been told and by some of the facts that have been dropped actually in a Slack group chat with a lot of other people that also do podcasting for SB Nation and Vox Media for other teams and other sports, that podcasting has essentially been fully cut off from Vox Media, SB Nation, and particularly our sports podcasts are all being essentially let go at the end of February. So essentially at the end of the month, depending on how things shake out, this podcast no longer exists, essentially. There's a little bit of conversation going on as to what that really means. We're trying to, and by we, I mean me and the other people that host podcasts on SB Nation's sites, are trying to see if we can get a hold of the podcast rights, the RSS feed in particular, and what that means for us moving forward. You know, will we have a platform to work with? Can we continue to do the things we do on Megaphone, where we post the podcasts and things of that nature? But basically what I've been told is that the podcast, as we know it, is over. And it has led me to have to think about a lot of different decisions with what's going to happen moving forward, whether I want to continue to do this, whether I can continue to do this, whether I can even get the show to you moving forward, whether I have to start over from scratch and do a whole completely different show and just do it on maybe YouTube or Twitch or just social media, you know, via SoundCloud or something else, which I've done before. For those that have followed me on Twitter at SSaintJ7 for a while, you know that I, over the years have done multiple podcasts, and a lot of it has been through SoundCloud. So, there's a lot that has to be decided. There's a lot that, that I'm also really not, able to explain about what's going on. That's basically the bare minimum, that I can tell you, or you know, the most I can tell you really is that, because for two reasons. One, we don't really know what's going to happen. Like, there's still a lot that has to be discussed over the next few weeks, throughout the rest of the month. So I will say that, essentially this will be the last, podcast in this form on Megaphone, as far as I know, unless there's a change of heart or different with the RSS feed. The podcast is really not going to be like this anymore. It's a sad, sad day. This is something I've really enjoyed doing over the last 4 or 5 years. I want to really take this time to thank all of you who have listened to this podcast since day one. The support has been overwhelming. Not just the amount of people that have listened, but the amount of great feedback we've gotten about the topics we've talked about, or the just, you know, Nick's things we've discussed. And, you know, I've had the chance to talk to you through social media, through Clubhouse, where I briefly had a live show that was basically an extension of the podcast for about 6, 7, 8 months. Back, I guess that was back in 2021. It was just at the tail end of the pandemic, essentially. It was so much fun. I've enjoyed doing this podcast so much. You know, it's been a challenge at times just because it's not the main thing that I do. You know, side hustles are always difficult to keep up, but I take pride in the fact that, you know, up until 2 weeks ago, you know, we didn't miss a week. We didn't miss a podcast this entire time. And you know, a lot of times when I say I think about you all that listen to the show, and I think about everyone on our writing staff that listens to the show and things of that nature. You know, I think of us as a group, as a team. So it's really sad to have to do this. I mean, this is so out of the blue. It was really out of the blue for me as well. You know, initially I was told by our higher ups at Posting and Toasting that they didn't think this was going to impact this podcast, but then they got the bad news, you know, a few days after that Posting and Toasting had been impacted by this, and that the Shock Nick's podcast going forward is not going to be a property of Vox Media anymore. So
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
it's a shame. And again, I wish I could tell you more. There's a lot of decisions that still have to be made. There's a lot of things that are out of my control. And there's a lot of things that I'm really not sure about as far as what I want to do moving forward, if it's not going to be like it was before, and what I can do moving forward if it's not going to be like it was before. So again, I want to say thank you to all the listeners, everyone on our website. You know, I have to give a special shout out to Joe Flynn for bringing me on to do this 4 or 5 years ago, and hiring me to do this podcast and supporting me, and giving me great feedback throughout the entire time we've been doing this. And it really has meant a lot, not only from Joe, but from other writers on our website and from all the fans out there, people that I, you know, people that are friends of mine, family of mine, but also Knicks fans and NBA fans that have enjoyed listening to the podcast over the years. It really has meant a lot. It's the longest I've ever done a podcast or done a show in general. And you know, I'm not including play by play or that kind of a live show, but as far as like audio, you know, I did a few shows in college. I did a few podcasts after college. This is the longest I've ever done one of these, and it's a special thing. I've always looked forward to doing it week in and week out. So the last 2 weeks have sucked. The last 2 weeks have sucked, not being able to do it. So again, I apologize that I really couldn't say anything the last 2 weeks while some of this was being figured out. And one last thing I will mention is that I will continue to be writing for the writing for Posting and Toasting. My writing status is still good. So I will continue to be writing articles and, you know, recaps and thoughts on the team and, previews and all that stuff that I've been doing the last, few months, six months now. That I've been doing that. So I'm excited to continue to write with the site and continue to work with Posting and Toasting moving forward. It's something I've really enjoyed ever since I was brought on. I think it was 2018, believe it or not, when I was brought on to do this. So it really is a special thing to look back on. I'm happy that we were able to do it for so long, but I didn't want it to end like this. Didn't know it was going to end like this either. Super blindsiding stuff. Didn't see it coming. And really gutted that this is how at least this version of this podcast is going to look. If it's possible, depending on the circumstances, I would like to keep it going, even if it is on a different platform or with a different website. Those are ideas that I am still exploring. There's people I have to reach out to. There's people I have to sort of talk with and potentially down the road negotiate with to see if that's even possible. But again, you know, we still have not received full confirmation that I'm even going to have the rights to the podcast moving forward. So I do have to wait and see on that and then make decisions accordingly. And figure out what I'm going to do if it comes to it. You know, if I have to make a next move, as it were, I will have to wait and see if that is what indeed happens next. So, two things that I want to leave you with. The first is, if you'd like to keep in touch with me, or if you'd like to keep tabs on what I'm going to do next, whether it's with this show or with another show or with a different version of this same show, my Twitter is the best place to do it, at SSaintJ7 on Twitter is the best place to find me. It's in the description. It's on the link on postingandtoasting.com's post for this little mini podcast. The second thing that I want to leave you with is sort of a two-parter. Number one is keep supporting the Knicks. Keep loving the Knicks. Keep fighting for the Knicks. Because it's our team. We love them. We go through all the emotions with them. I firmly believe at some point we will reach the mountaintop. We will reach the goals that we want for this team, the desires we want for the team we love so much. So stick with it, because when we get there at some point, it will be a magical moment, and you will have been there through the highs and the lows, and it's why we love sports. So stick with them. And number two is thank you again for being there for me, being there for this podcast, being there as Knicks fans, as NBA fans, as people. And it really has been a privilege, you know, whether it's been during, you know, the dog days of summer where there's nothing to talk about, or through holidays where, you know, you've decided for whatever reason to spend 40 minutes to an hour hanging out with me during your holidays to listen to the podcast. It really, really means a lot. And I really can't thank you enough for it. So I send my love and well wishes to all of you. Stay safe, and hopefully at some point down the road, we will hear from each other again very soon. Thank you.